This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Do you watch the Oscars? I mean, will you be watching tonight?
I almost always do, but honestly, I'll be playing table tennis tonight. Maybe I'll catch the end of them. How about you?
I try, but it being a Sunday, I've been up early, and I usually never make it to the end. But I was going to ask you how your table tennis is going and whether or not you've been playing a lot since you...
Oh, yeah.
Well?
I'm playing my best ever, really. Someday I'm going to be really, really good.
Okay, Summer Olympics, what year? Can we count on you? Sounds good. All right, well, we have our own, even though the Olympics are over in Vancouver, every week is an Olympics on our puzzle segment. Remind us of the challenge you gave to our listeners last week.
Yes, it came from listener Al Gorey of Oak Ridge, New Jersey. I said, name an animal in two syllables, add an S at the end of the first syllable, and you'll get the name of an old TV show. The second syllable, phonetically, is the name of a current TV show. What animal is this?
What's the answer?
Answer is chipmunk, referring to chips and monk. And monk, unfortunately, has been not renewed for another season, but it's still a current show because episodes can still be seen.
Right. It's still in syndication. Tony Shalhoub, a wonderful show. Well, we had more than 1,500 entries for this particular challenge. And from those entries, we picked our winner, Timothy Denon from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Hi, Timothy. Do I call you Timothy or Tim?
Tim is just fine.
Tim, how long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
This one wasn't tough. Some weeks it takes days.
And some days it comes to you right away.
Some days it comes like that.
How long have you been playing?
Longer than I care to admit.
I've been doing the show longer than I care to admit, so we're there together. What do you do in Mount Laurel, New Jersey?
I sell mortgages and title insurance.
Good for you. Well, it sounds like you're ready to play.
Absolutely.
All right, Will, meet Tim. Let's play.
All right, Tim, I'm going to give you a word. You tell me a word that can follow mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. And the third and fourth letters of my word must be the first two letters of yours. For example, if I said fashion, you would say show, because the third and fourth letters of fashion are SH. They're the first two letters of show, and fashion show is a familiar phrase.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, number one, and we're starting with three-letter answers for you. The first word is estate.
Estate tax.
Estate tax is right. Number two is printers.
Printers, ink.
Printers, ink is right. Now we're going with four-letter answers, and your first one of these is Liberty.
Liberty. Oh, Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell is right. Gefilte.
I'm sorry?
Gefilte. G-E-F-I-L-T-E.
Fish.
Gefilte fish is right. Intelligence.
Intelligence test.
Uh-huh. Citrus.
Citrus fruit.
Mm-mm.
It's got to start with TR.
Citrus. Citrus tray. Citrus tree.
Citrus tree is right. Now five-letter answers. Short. S-H-O-R-T.
S-H-O-R-T. Short. Order.
Mm-hmm. Short order. Straight. S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T.
Is this an implement?
It's an implement. Maybe, Tim, maybe you used this morning.
Oh, razor.
Yeah.
Straight razor, is it? Postage.
Stamp.
Uh-huh. And now we're going with six-letter words. Vicious.
Vicious. Circle. Cycle.
Vicious circle, is it? Second.
Second chance. Second cousin.
Second cousin, also second coming. Either one works.
Okay.
And now seven-letter answers. Pythagorean.
Theorem.
Yeah.
That's it. Federal.
Federal. Federal.
This is something that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Federal Department. Federal.
Federal Department works, although it's not seven letters. I was going for deficit.
Deficit.
Federal deficit. And here's your last one. Emperor.
Emperor.
Huh. Not concerto, not Napoleon.
Something you might see in Antarctica.
Emperor.
Always dressed for a black tie affair.
That's it?
Oh, penguin.
Yeah.
Emperor penguin. Nice job.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Tim, you're great.
Oh, You guys are great.
Oh, no, you're really quick on the ball with this one. Well, speaking of black tie, we have obviously that black tie ceremony tonight in Los Angeles for the Oscars. And for playing our puzzle today, Tim, we have someone to tell you what you're getting, who's a regular guest on our program at Oscar Time every year. He talks us through the music scores that are up for a nomination, and this year is no different. Here's Andy Trudeau.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Andy Trudeau. Hey, Tim, do you have any horses in this Academy Award race this year?
Not really.
Not really. Do you have any? Really. Have you seen some of the films?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not rooting for anyone?
No.
No.
Not my bag.
How about you, Will? Are you rooting for anybody?
Oh, yeah, Avatar.
Oh, okay. There we go. In three.
How about you?
Winner.
What? You know what? I loved Avatar, but I'm kind of rooting for The Hurt Locker, which I thought was a phenomenal film. Anyway, Tim, before you go, we want you to tell us what member station you listen to.
WHYY in Philadelphia.
Good for you, Tim.
Home of Fresh Air and Radio Times, just to mention a couple.
Just to mention a couple of the fabulous programs that come out of WHYY in Philadelphia. Timothy Denon from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you.
All right, Will, we need a challenge for next week.
Yes, it's a straightforward puzzle. Take the phrase receiving line, rearrange these 13 letters to name a common profession. What is it? So again, receiving line, rearrange these 13 letters to name a common profession. What profession is it?
You know you can do it. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Our deadline this week is Wednesday, a little bit earlier than normal, and that's when we'll call you if you're the winner. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. And you'll be playing with Audie Cornish next week because, Will, I'm going to Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Festival, and I'll be making an appearance in the program next week, but it will be from Austin, Texas. I can't wait. So thanks a lot for this week.
Thanks, Leanne. Have fun.